This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Drexel men's basketball coach Zach Spiker. His squad getting ready for a Thursday night road CAA game at Towson. Dragons playing well. They've won four of their last five, including their last two. And coach, beat rival Delaware last time out. As I mentioned, four of your last five. What's working here over the last few weeks?
Our defense has been consistent. You know, we've played away from home. Our defense traveled well to our neutral site event in Atlantic City. We've defended the three ball pretty well against some teams that really got them up in terms of Norfolk State and Quinnipiac, and then to come home and, do the same thing against, I think, one of the most talented Delaware teams, maybe since they went to the NCAA tournament. And I thought the guys played really, really hard.
When you look, and you talk about the defense being locked in, where has this group made the most progress from, let's say, the first practice till now as you really dig into league play?
I think we understand the value of being connected on the defensive end and what can happen when you do that and guys playing really hard together. I think our team chemistry is good. Guys know what each other can do. And we also know where the ball needs to be at certain times in the game, certain situations. So, you know, we're continuing to evolve our roles on the offensive end. But, we also got Cam Winter has closed out a couple games, making big, big plays late. And for him to have that confidence and to do that, it just gives us more weapons on the offensive end. Now, we're not scoring at a high rate. But because we're defending consistently, it's allowed us to have some wins with low-scoring games.
And you talk about Cam Winter, you talk about closing out a game, being connected defensively. Now, and you put that together, you're starting to get some wins. I mean, basketball, it's X and O's and it's talent, but it's also the mental game of believing you can do some things. And how big have these last few weeks been for that building confidence and stuff like that?
I mean, that's where our program is. There's an evolution of how a program builds and rises, and we're certainly on that climb right now. And we're pushing teams in our league. We're beating teams in our league. We're winning close games. I think other times, other seasons, close games maybe just got away from us. And right now, I think there's a belief that, hey, if we get a stop and a score, we're going to be right here and make it really hard on this other team. So. We also have rebounded pretty well during this time, and that always starts with James Butler. He's one of the top double-double guys in the country, one of the top rebounders in the country, and there's just a number of balls where you think, you know what, they're in position, they're going to get it. He just finds a way to go get the basketball. And that's an attitude and effort, and I think that has spread to our players. You know, we've got great activity from Sam Green on the glass the last couple games. I think our attitude is good. I think our understanding of what needs to be done is good. And we're on them every day in practice, certainly nitpicking those things and making those details aware so we can be even better. And that's probably the most encouraging part as a coach is we've won these games. We've had a positive stretch. But by no means have we played a perfect game or even been clicking on all cylinders, which means we've got potential to be even better as we get into the meat of league play.
And you've really defended the DAC well. You mentioned the two games down the shore that you guys went on the neutral floor. So the next step here, I guess, is taking this on the road, and that starts with tonight. Towson, what can you tell us about it?
Defense has to travel, and Towson is a very, very physical team, strong, active on the glass. They can hit threes and get it going, and so we really need to be locked in in every aspect of the game to have success on the road at Towson. So it'll be a great challenge for us. nationally televised audience on CBS Sports Network. And each of these games during this stretch has been an opportunity for us to do something, an opportunity to win an in-season tournament, an opportunity to beat Quinnipiac for the fourth time in a row, an opportunity to play Delaware, who had the most best start in like 40 years, to play them. And so it's just another game. It's another opportunity, and it's a league game, and we all know how important those are. So we're excited to see where our group is and up against this very, very big test tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.